Automation. Over the years, modifications to the power station's power generating system focused mostly on improving monitoring and remote sensing. Early automation upgrades included the installation of sensors to measure oil and water flow past certain points, as well as the temperature of the bearings. Although this information went to the system operator electronically, the operator could not send a signal back to correct any issues detected by the sensors. The introduction of the Systems Control and Data Analysis, or SCADA technology, allowed substations, generators, and additional equipment in the plant to automatically monitor and control the power generating system from a remote site control room. Control at a distance was what took all upgrades beyond equipment monitoring to actually controlling it. True automation arrived with SCADA. Despite the many positive changes SCADA brought, it was discovered early on that automation would be a much more complicated process than anticipated. Every generator had its own intricacies, and human senses like touch and hearing could predict them slightly better than a computer could. In addition, it would have cost millions of dollars to replace complex systems like the oil breakers. As such, not everything in the power station was upgraded to the automated system. Although automation did not directly cause any job losses at the power station, the number of staff dropped over the years as positions that people retired from were left unfilled.